Welcome to another episode of the Commercial Real Estate Writing Copywriting Podcast. I'm obviously all over the place now. Things are getting a little bit hectic in my life, and as such, I have to prioritize. So I'm actually recording several episodes a day. It means that the content might get a little similar from episode to episode, but I try my best to distinguish. I do distinguish between each episode, but there's a little overlap, which is fine because this is, after all, copywriting, and it's the art of selling in print, advertising in print, salesmanship in print. That's copywriting, and our means is commercial real estate. That's what it is right now. However, I've been giving this a little bit of a thought lately, and I've actually wanted to make this podcast a little bit different than the other podcasts out there that deal with pure copywriting. Now, the main focus of this podcast will be commercial real estate and copywriting, or copywriting and then commercial real estate, but I do also want to add a certain twist to this, and that is human knowledge, people skills, social skills. Because, after all, it takes social skills to become a great copywriter. There's no way around that. Now, you can talk to anyone you want, but any good copywriter, any good person or advertiser or marketer who lives out there, who makes millions, will say the same thing that I say. You need to know people, and you need to know your market. And in order to do so, you need to get into their head. You also need to know social skills. You need to know what your market thinks. You need to know what kind of thoughts float around in the minds, and you need to be able to access them using your words. As such, people who pick up girls, people who do stand-up comedy, people who politicians, actually, pretty much everyone who deal with selling of some sort, and this is why this is huge, people who do deal with selling or sales in some sort actually have a great deal to teach us about copywriting. And when I say us, I mean we copywriters. Because what I've noticed lately, now I'm approaching this from a pretty basic level. I've been doing copywriting for less than a year, so I won't boast and brag about how many years and years and years I've got on this. But what I'm starting to notice is a lot of copywriters, a lot of people who call themselves copywriters, are very shy and introverted. You know, they don't want to do sales. They want to be the guy or the gal who sits behind the curtains, who writes, who pulls the strings. But who doesn't want to deal with the people up front. And I actually contradict that. Now, I boldly declare, I don't declare war, but I oppose it. I oppose it from a noob's view, right here, right now. And the very reason is, I am beginning to see how sales and how people's skills actually do inflict the copy we're writing. Because, excuse me, when we're writing copy, we do address the people we want to sell to. And the people we want to sell to, they don't care if you have a clerical error here or there. They don't care if your sentences aren't grammatically correct or something. They don't care if you use the wrong word, so to speak. I mean, they don't care if you write, I don't know, it's difficult to come up with an example when you're forced to do so on command. They don't care if you substitute odd with weird. I don't know why I pick those two words, but whatever. They don't care about if you mix up toss, throw, and cast. You know what I mean? They only care about the solution to the problems, and if you can address that through your copy, then they will bypass your errors. And the reason, no, the way to bypass or to go get through, to get to the very core of the problems is to actually know them. And to know them, you actually have to know people skills. And to know people skills, you can't just sit inside the confines of your home all day. You can't sit in your man cave. You can't sit in your room. You need to get out there. You need to talk to people. You need to interview people. And you need to talk to people who deal with people on a daily basis, such as dating experts, such as politicians, such as sellers, such as pretty much everyone who works in customer care or the customer complaints department or whatever it's called. People who sell. People who deals with sales. People who deal with sales, I'm sorry. In some certain way. Those are the persons you need to talk to because they can teach you a lot about human knowledge, about society, about how people will react. Maybe they can reveal some word, some phrase, some sentence that they once said to someone, and then that made that someone react in the way they wanted it to react. And that's pretty much what you need to do in your copy as well. You need to persuade people. Now, actually, I think it was, I can't exactly recall who, I think it was Joseph Sugarman in the Adweek Copywriting Handbook. Yeah, I believe it was so. In the Adweek, Copywriting Handbook. He actually referred, or actually talked about copywriting as something that could be used to persuade people. Well, not persuade, but to deceive people. Yeah, deceive. Sorry about the long break, by the way. I just really had to think. That's something you actually will have to get used to until I get someone to edit my episodes, because I'm shooting these live. And English isn't my mother tongue. That's just the way it is. And sometimes I forget the words and have to think, and these awkward breaks appear. And I'm always a firm believer in short breaks rather than saying all the time. And besides, it makes me feel a little bit more powerful. But yeah, I'm referring to Joseph Sugarman's The Adweek Copywriting Handbook, where he, I think it was, yeah, I'm 95% sure it was in that book, where he said that copywriting can be downright dangerous if you abuse it. And that is by deceiving and cheating. Well, not cheating, but deceiving. Deceiving and almost tricking people into buying. And particularly we're talking about people who shouldn't buy what you're selling due to their economical and financial situations. Actually, this reminds me of something else. Currently in Norway, which is my native country, we're in the end of October 2018. For the last 4 or 5 years, there's been an emphasis on so-called televangelists. You know, those televangelist preachers who promise salvation and that God and Jesus will save you. And more than that, not only do they promise eternal salvation, but they promise to cure you for your disease if you pay them money. And guess what they use to make those old sick people who are in a very poor financial situation to pay them? They use copywriting, or that is, they use salesmanship, but they could have used copywriting. Now, I found that despicable, disgusting, atrocious, downright evil, and from my non-religious view, those so-called televangelists are the people who don't get into heaven because they deceive and trick people. Now, that's this besides the point. The point is, they are a prime example of how copywriting can be used in a wrong and bad way by exploiting people in a poor financial and physical or or mental situation. Right? Now that's kind of like the key takeaway point for to this episode. I don't know exactly where this show will go in terms of directions, but I believe that I'm getting somewhere. Just talking about copywriting is a little bit boring and a little bit one-sided, but if I manage to get a little twist by actually incorporating some other touch of people skills and then twist that into the copywriting itself, then this show will become pretty interesting. And that's the direction I will be going with in the future. Alright? Just so you know. Just a little heads up. Talk to you in the next episode.